The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
You are unmuted.
Was now open, you may be seated.
Good morning, Your Honor. May I call the case?
Please.
For the record before the court is Commonwealth versus Karen Reed, 22 CR 117. The parties are present. The jury is not present. The matter is on for trial. If the parties could please identify themselves for the record.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning, Ms. McLaughlin.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning, Mr. Lally.
Good morning, Your Honor. Hank Brennan for the Commonwealth. Good
morning, Mr. Brennan.
Good morning, Your Honor. Robert Alessi for Ms. Reed.
Good morning, Mr. Alessi.
Good morning, Your Honor. David Iannetti for Karen Reed.
Good morning, Mr. Iannetti, and good morning, Ms. Reed. All right, so Mr. Iannetti and Mr. Alessi, you're standing in also for Mr. Jackson and Ms. Little?
We are.
Okay. All right, so first thing we left off yesterday was whether KKKK for identification, the PowerPoint of Dr. Rentschler would be entered into evidence. It will not be based on the objection, so it is excluded from evidence. So it's marked still for identification, and your rights are saved on that. So are we ready to go forward with the charge conference?
Yes, Your Honor. I guess I have a question first as to whether the court would like to entertain the argument on the motion for the fire finding not guilty of closing all the evidence.
No, we can do that now. So now that my ruling is on this, evidence is closed. Evidence is closed as it was yesterday. So go ahead on your required finding argument. Sure.
And this is not lengthy, Judge, 5 or 10 minutes.
Take your time.
Thank you. We are renewing our motion for required finding of not guilty at the close of all the evidence. And in so doing, Your Honor, we're incorporating our oral argument in support of this motion that we made at the close of the Commonwealth case. At that juncture, Your Honor, the Commonwealth had produced no witnesses to testify that John O'Keefe's injuries were consistent with his having been hit by a motor vehicle. And if he was not hit by a motor vehicle, none of these three indictments may stand. The Commonwealth, we believe, at that time fell woefully short of proving their case. Now that the defense has put on a case, the Commonwealth's case has been further weakened, such that none of these charges can stand. Nearly every witness, Your Honor, we have called, we would submit, has destroyed the Commonwealth's theory of the case. Dr. Russell testified for the defense. She's a leading expert on dog bite wound pattern recognition in the country, and she testified about medical injury causation and provided the jury with her expert opinion that John O'Keefe's injuries were consistent with dog-inflicted wounds, both bites and scratches. I would remind the court at this juncture that there was a dog at the very residence where John O'Keefe was found, a dog which was a longtime member of the family, which the family gave away after John O'Keefe's death. A dog which mysteriously was absent from the home at 6:30 in the morning on January 29th when Jennifer McCabe claimed that she burst into Brian Albert's bedroom where the dog always slept. A dog which was absent from the home when the Canton police entered the home later that morning. Importantly, Dr. Russell agreed with the Commonwealth's medical examiner, Dr. Scordibello, that John O'Keefe suffered no injuries that were consistent with having been in a motor vehicle collision. And again, if there's no collision, there's no case. Dr. Loposada, one of the most experienced and accomplished forensic pathologists you could find anywhere, agreed with Dr. Russell that John O'Keefe's injuries were consistent with an animal attack. And she agreed with both Dr. Russell and the Commonwealth's expert, Dr. Scordibello, that John O'Keefe was not hit by a motor vehicle. So the question is, in what type of murder case would a judge ever allow a motion for required finding of not guilty? In a murder case where expert testimony on both sides is that the evidence is inconsistent completely with the Commonwealth's theory of the case, that's exactly what we have here. But it doesn't stop there. Both witnesses from ARCA drove a stake through the heart of the Commonwealth's case. Dr. Wolf concluded that the damage to Ms. Reed's Lexus was inconsistent with having come from a collision with John O'Keefe. Unlike Dr. Welcher, who created, we would submit, a meaningless experiment based on no scientific method, Dr. Welcher actually did the proper force analysis and concluded that Ms. Reed's Lexus was not damaged by the body or the arm of John O'Keefe. His testimony was unimpacted by cross-examination, and it's devastating to the Commonwealth's case. Dr. Rentschler further cemented that there was no collision between the Lexus and John O'Keefe. It is simply not possible that this 6,000-pound SUV hit John O'Keefe at 24 miles an hour and caused only superficial wounds to his right arm with no injuries to his legs or lower body. The SUV did not hit him. John O'Keefe was not hit by the SUV. The case is over. But on top of all that scientific evidence, Your Honor, there were three additional fact witnesses who testified for the defense who corroborated that the Commonwealth's theory of the case is false. Sergeant Nicholas Barros, a sworn police officer, testified that when he saw Ms. Reed's SUV that day, before it was towed to the Canton Police Sallyport, the taillight was merely cracked. When he was shown photos of what it looked like in the Sallyport after Michael Proctor had access to it, Sergeant Barros confirmed that it was absolutely different. Karina Kolakithis confirmed that there were no problems between Karen and John O'Keefe that night, even remarking on just how sweet he kissed her on the forehead shortly before they left the waterfall. But perhaps more importantly, that kiss happened right in front of Brian Higgins, the same Brian Higgins who had been flirting with Karen Reed that month, the same Brian Higgins whom Karen had ghosted for several days before January 28th, the same Brian Higgins who had texted Karen that very night, well, and received no response, the same Brian Higgins whom Karen had given her back to all night, the same Brian Higgins who had to be restrained at the end of the night by Chris Albert on video, the same Brian Alberts who is on video, hot, angry.
I
meant Higgins, yes. Yeah, the same Brian Higgins, who is on video, hot, angry, and gesturing to John O'Keefe to meet him outside shortly before they left the waterfall and shortly before John O'Keefe was killed. And finally, Brian Loughran, plowing Fairview Road at 2:45 in the morning, was attentive, watching everything in front of him, very familiar with the Alberts residence, and had every reason to protect the Albert family. You recall that he did protect the Albert family to a degree that night by choosing not to follow protocol and call the DPW or the police about the Ford Edge parked on the street outside their property during a snow emergency. Brian Loughran confirmed that John O'Keefe was not on the front lawn at the Albert residence at 2:45 a.m. That means that Karen did not hit him. There was no collision. All the experts agree on that, including the Commonwealth's expert. And the only eyewitness that morning confirms it. Taking the evidence in the light most favorable to the Commonwealth at this juncture, with their evidence weakened by an airtight defense to these charges, these indictments cannot stand, and we urge this court to enter required findings of not guilty on all three indictments.
Thank you, Your Honor. Commonwealth requests that the defendant's motion for acquired finding not guilty at this juncture, as it was at the close of the Commonwealth's case, be denied. The state of the evidence is not dramatically changed since the Commonwealth rested its case in chief. Counsel makes reference to dog or canine. I would remind the court that there is absolutely no evidence, none. Not even a scintilla of evidence of a dog. There is no evidence of an absence of a dog. You have Ms. McCabe testifying that she didn't see it in the morning, which does not equate to there being an absence of a dog there. The arguments from counsel of the Commonwealth would suggest grossly exaggerates the strength of the defense witnesses in their case. The bias and advocacy exhibited by those witnesses from that witness stand do not amount to credible witness testimony that undermined the Commonwealth's case in any way, shape, or form. A couple of specific examples when it came to Officer Barros. His testimony was also that the cruiser camera footage from 8:22 in the morning at the driveway at One Meadows Ave, he indicated the damage to the taillight was consistent with the damage that he observed in the driveway at the defendant's parents' home, which was then consistent from the video or the photographs within the Sallyport. It's also consistent with 5:07 a.m. at One Meadows Ave on the still frame shots from that ring camera video. Essentially, the Commonwealth would submit that the defense witnesses all conflict with each other. You have a couple witnesses testifying about dog or animal bites. Then you have the ARCA witnesses testifying about superficial abrasions. You have Dr. LaPosada talking about the drop in body temperature, which conflicts with Mr. Loughran's testimony as far as his confusion, as far as the hours of when he sees or claims to have driven by there and not seen a body. This is the same witness who is, I would submit, very confused on times and then also backed into a basketball hoop during the course of his plow duties on that particular early morning as well. And as the court could see from the cruiser camera video, drove by the scene countless times, essentially rubbernecking it as he's going past doing his duties. Your Honor, what the Commonwealth would submit is that his case was more than sufficiently strong at the close of the evidence in his case in chief. There has been nothing presented in the defendant's case to diminish, particularly to the standard in the light most favorable to the Commonwealth, and we request that the defendant's motion be denied.
Mr. Unetti, you know I have to view this in the light most favorable to
the Commonwealth. I do.
And viewing it that way, the Commonwealth has met its burden, so the motion's denied.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So regarding the charge, so we'll start with the defendant's missing witness request. Who's arguing that motion?
We're not arguing that, Your Honor. And I apologize, but we made the decision last night to withdraw two of our requested instructions, which would shorten things today, as you can
see. Oh, okay. So everything on this is done, right? The defendant's motion to present a missing witness argument and request for instruction. You're withdrawing that?
With regard to the absent witness instruction, we're withdrawing that request.
Okay. And what else from your proposed instructions? You said there were two. What's the second one?
The second one is that there's an entry on our request for lost or destroyed evidence. We're withdrawing that.
Okay. I had a question about that. Yes. All right. Thank you.
There is a supplemental instruction that we're asking the court to give regarding the display of the sweatshirt.
Oh, that's right. I saw it in email. I don't have a hard copy of it.
That's Mr. Leslie.
Your Honor, if it's helpful to Your Honor, I'll hand up my hard copy.
Okay, if you could do that, I'd like to go back through the rest of it and come back to that after I've read it, okay? Who's arguing for the rest of the defendant's proposed instructions?
I am, Your Honor.
Okay, so we're going to go through them one at a time. Who's arguing for the Commonwealth?
I am.
Okay, so I think you're sort of in agreement on the basis of the law, right?
Yes.
All right, so model homicide instructions, and just as last time. So that takes a lot of time out of today.
You know, the only thing I would draw the court's attention, the Commonwealth does have a request for, and I understand that the court's position might be on this, but as far as the instruction related to murder charge, Commonwealth is only seeking an instruction on murder problem.
All right, so we will deal with that. I'm going to go through the defendant's instructions or sort of the general instructions first, so it's probably easier to go through those, and then we'll have the argument on that. So presumption of innocence, I think my presumption of innocence is a little more robust than what you've requested, so I will probably... Okay. And I will give some version. I know that there was a lot of attention paid and some appellate decisions on the each individual indictment. I'll give some further language on that. You've got an instruction, a proposed on page 4, reaching a verdict. Just, I will make it crystal clear, though. I think it was, and I was upheld on it, so I will make it crystal clear. Okay. So I'll give you that, Ms. Giannetti. This, what is evidence? I probably won't give verbatim what you have. I'll take a look at it, but I will certainly cover all these topics. So, Ms. Giannetti, you're telling me that your client wants me to give a defendant did not testify instruction?
Yes, please, Your Honor.
Again, if you want to take a look at what I gave last year, I think it's a little more robust than this.
I think we answered satisfied with the court's instructions on that, so we would be satisfied again with the court's language.
Okay. Humane practice, I will give. I will give you Bowden. I'm going to take a look, size this up with what I gave last year. I gave Bowden last year. I gave a Bowden instruction. I don't think the Commonwealth objects, right?
We would object to the instruction.
Okay. Go ahead. Do you want to make an argument?
Just briefly, Your Honor. When it comes to the Bowden, and I would incorporate, and I know there's no request for instruction from third party culprit, but the Commonwealth would be making a similar request that counsel be prohibited from making a third party culprit or Bowden argument.
Or Bowden? You don't think the Commonwealth, the defense should be allowed to make a Bowden to argue Bowden?
So I would submit, Your Honor, that the entirety of any testimony or evidence related to either Bowden or third party culprit in this trial has come from questions from defense, not from actual evidence in the case, not from testimony from witnesses from the stand, exhibits that have been put into evidence, or anything of the like. So in the construction arguments are based or predicated in case law evidence. Not, and obviously, as the court is well aware, there is a specific instruction that no matter how powerful they are, questions to counsel are not evidence. So what the Commonwealth would submit is if the court looks at what is actually in evidence in this case, there is no basis whatsoever for not only a Bowdoin or a third-party motion for instruction, but specifically for even counsel to make that argument during the course of the closing. And I understand Bowdoin is a little bit more loose as far as the court certainly...
So I'm going to ask Ms. Dionetti to explain to me... All right, so... I disagree with you on Bowdoin, but I'll take a closer look at it. Mr. Unetti, what is the Bowdoin evidence that warrants an instruction?
I think it's multifaceted, Your Honor. The police did not secure the crime scene properly. They used inadequate material to pack the evidence. Chain of custody was contaminated and corrupted. There was evidence of the bias of the lead investigator, failure to pursue other suspects, specifically telling his friends that the homeowner was sacrosanct because he's a Boston cop too. There was just a focus on Ms. Reed to the exclusion of everybody else. It was not an open-ended investigation. From day one, it was focused on one person and one person only. And just responding briefly to Mr. Lally's comments about how being introduced affirmative evidence of the proper way to do an investigation, we tried, Your Honor, we made a motion and renewed it, asking for reconsideration of the court's ruling that Mike Easter could not testify about an investigation. So to say that we didn't introduce that evidence when we tried to do it,
I think what Mr. Lally was saying, that you asked questions but weren't given answers. And so I think that's what was said. I'm going to, Mr. Unetti, I'm going to allow you to argue Bowdoin, and I am going to give an instruction. So third-party culprit's an entirely different animal here. I know. But tell me, are you going to argue it? Is the defense going to argue that Brian Higgins did this?
No, we're going to argue that the police failed to investigate whether Brian Higgins did.
Okay, so just so that it's clear, you all know, I believe, third-party culprit separately is a lot different than third-party culprit as it goes to Bowdoin. I ruled pre-trial that there could be no attempt at introducing third-party culprit evidence regarding Colin Albert.
Correct.
So that was separate. But I did say that I would give you the opportunity to try and develop testimony regarding Brian Higgins and Brian Albert as third-party culprits. That threshold that you need to make to do that, to argue them as three-party culprits, has not been made by the defense. So you cannot argue that either Brian Higgins or Brian Albert committed or had the motive and all of that. Not third-party culprit, pure third-party culprit. You understand that? It sounds like you're telling me you don't intend to do that.
We understand the distinction, Your Honor, and we're strictly going with a Bowdoin defense.
Okay, so you can get into third-party culprit with Brian Higgins, that the police were aware of whatever you're going to argue and failed to act on it. But it's strictly for that purpose, okay? Okay.
And that's really what I would say for this clarification.
Yeah. So Ms. Dionetti, and of course I take him at his word, tells me that they're not going to do pure third-party culprit. Okay, that's great. That makes that easier. So I will give...
I'm sorry.
Sure, go ahead.
Just while we're on page 8, I just wanted to come up with an objection to the DTU-Batista instruction. That's at the top of page 8.
Yeah, I have a check mark next to that. Ms. Dionetti, tell me about this, the absence of a recording. Are you saying that the police should have recorded Ms. Reed at her parents' house?
Right. So, obviously it's not the strongest DTU-Batista argument that we would have. It did not occur at a police station. But, these days, Your Honor, it's common knowledge that everybody has access to a recorder, even on their own cell phone. It could have been done. It wasn't done. We have to rely on police memory of what my client said or didn't say when there was a possibility for a recording. So we still think we're entitled to be.
Do you think it was custodial interrogation? Or I guess I should say, do you think the evidence supports?
I think there's an argument that it was a custodial interrogation. We had police officers who refused to sit down in the living room. They were surrounding her. Someone who was not familiar with dealing with the police at all. So yes, I think there's an argument that it could be considered custodial.
All right, what do you say about all this, Mr. Hill?
And I would also add, Mark,
sure.
They did seize her vehicle around the same time. So, it goes definitely to the issue of custody and my client being able to deny it.
All right. What do you say?
That's the very nature of the objection, Your Honor, is the non-custodial nature of this. So the trooper spoke to Ms. Reed at her parents' house, as they did with a number of different witnesses on that day as well, throughout the course of that day. They spoke to her while she was seated on the couch in her parents' living room, with her parents present, no one was restricted from eating. And it did not end in any sort of custodial situation. She was taken into custody, she was arrested. Yes, they did seize her cell phone and her vehicle based on the information that they had developed throughout the course of the day and from the statements. From Ms. Reed himself, but I don't think that transforms that conversation or interview in her parents' living room into a custodial interrogation. The bigger issue that I have placement, as far as there's already been within the same request for jury instructions or request for humane practice, and then following the DEG and Batista language in the defendant's request for jury instructions, there goes on to all of this other requests regarding her compromised mental state and all of these other things that, while if it were to be given by the court, should be given in the same context of the humane practice. I don't think it's something that should be highlighted in two different sections. And I would submit that there is no evidence of her having a compromised mental state or anything to that effect. She exercised her judgment as far as when she's speaking with Sergeant Buchanan and have his testimony from the stand, that initially she said she wanted to be fine with answering questions, but they want to get into many details. And then when the questions became centered on, or more centered on details, at that point, and I know that's not evident to the jury, but of course, well, where she then ended the questioning at that point. So I don't think there's any evidence of her having a compromised mental state during the course of this interview, and I don't think that arises to the level of the DEG instruction. So I would ask basically that everything on page 8 prior to the role of the instruction be excised.
All right. I'll take another look at this and I'll just let you know in the morning.
And Your Honor, with regard to the compromised mental state, we agree that that would not apply to the interview at your residence. But we believe that it applies within the humane practice context.
That is where it makes sense. So, all right.
If it's going to happen, it should happen once, not.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Okay. Okay. All right. Prior statements, I will give some instruction on prior inconsistent, and I'll give a prior consistent statement. I will talk about the view. The absent witness instruction is withdrawn. So is the...
Not to interrupt.
That's okay.
With regard to the view, Your Honor, we did include a language reinforcing the fact that the rock that they saw on the view was not present on January 29th. We asked the court to repeat that one sentence.
Okay. So I did not see this when I took a quick look at the view. All right. I'm not going to repeat it. All right. Lost or destroyed evidence you're withdrawing.
Yes.
Direct and indirect evidence. I'm going to try and give a shorter instruction on that. So I will, the one I gave is too long. I'm trying to cut down the time the jury needs to hear general instructions that I think they're perfectly capable of hearing in a shorter period of time. All right, thank you. Credibility, the same. Law enforcement witness, I think I gave some instruction on that. I'll include that somewhere in it.
Your
I might just in reference to that.
Sure.
Only language in there that I would object to.
Okay.
That's when a police officer or someone else works for a law enforcement agency.
What do you mean by that?
I think that was taken into account for the dispatcher, perhaps. We're not...
I'll do police officer because they're police testimony. I'm not going to go beyond that.
I think that might be possible.
Okay, thank you. I'll do the photographs, the opinion testimony, notes. I'm not saying I'm giving exactly this, but I will give, I'll cover all those topics. What page you on?
16.
Okay.
One suggestion there was indicates. Now, the Commonwealth has introduced photographs and evidence. I would submit.
Yeah, I'm just going to say there are photographs that are in evidence. Was that the nature of your objection?
I actually think the defense has introduced more graphic.
Yeah, so I would just say you've seen photographs. Or there are photographs in evidence. I instructed twice anyway, maybe three times on it, so I'll give some version of that. Juror notes, I'll give some version. The implicit bias instruction, I'm going to give exactly what the SJC told me I should give. All right, so the Commonwealth's requests are sort of in the, you start with the law and then you get into the general instructions, Mr. Lally, so let's skip to your, it's not numbered, your supplemental instructions, use of a dangerous weapon. All right, so I'm going to give that, Ms. Giannetti. I gave a dangerous weapon instruction last year on the motor vehicle.
Understood.
All right, so I'll give probably what I gave last year, and this looks like it's it. What is not evidence, evaluating. I'm going to give what is not evidence. Evaluating the evidence, there's some instruction. Ms. Giannetti, what do you think about the short instruction on jurors? It sort of makes sense to me after such a long trial. No juror is better qualified to determine the truth of the facts in controversy or to deliberate upon a verdict than any other juror, or solely because of that, not or, solely because of that juror's occupation, education, experience, or any other characteristic.
Okay.
Thank you. Charts and summaries, I'll talk a little bit about chalks. And inferences, I will give some. I'll give the redacted exhibits instruction. Witness preparation for trial. Do you both want this? There was testimony on both sides. It's simply, there was testimony at trial that the attorneys, and I may say if you find or something, preface it. Witnesses when, the attorneys interviewed witnesses when preparing for and during the course of the trial.
No objection.
You may not draw any unfavorable inferences solely from that fact. There is nothing improper about conducting such interviews. On the contrary, the attorneys are obligated to prepare their case as thoroughly as possible and may interview witnesses. I don't know if there's a sequestration order, if this is appropriate, though, where it says during trial, during the course of the trial. I'll just say when preparing for trial.
Yeah, we're joining in the request. I don't know that we included that in our instructions, but we're joining in the Commonwealth's request for that instruction.
All right.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.